producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Kicking it off on a Monday on Columbus Day. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. In the second segment, we're going to be joined by Dr. Linda Langerman. We're going to talk about mass shooters and SSRI, the SSRI classification of drugs and how that influences that. That's all in the second hour. I've made quite the show of I'm carrying around when I go out in a bag, in a discreet bag, an AR-15 pistol. A lot of reasons to do that, some not so apparent, but let's talk about that, because apparently I'm not alone. I mean, Big D out of Michigan, he just ordered three uppers so he and his crew can build AR-15 pistols. There are a lot of reasons why this is happening to such a degree. It's almost like a cottage industry now. Since the ATF gave the okay for shouldering a pistol brace, this has sort of exploded. The practical practical impetus behind this, there's more than one reason for this. Now, there's a couple of things that they're bad about, okay? They're very loud. They are very loud. And in the twilight, it's like a fireworks show coming off the end of that barrel. The AR-15 pistol I carry right now is 7.5 inches long. It's got a 7.5 inch barrel. It does have a muzzle device on it, which I don't know if that makes the flame that pops out of the end of it when I'm pulling the trigger more spectacular or not. I do know that I like having it on hand. But let's get into the practicality of these things. For some people, they like, I'm just talking about the people buying these things or building these things. They like having that feeling of firing something that's akin to holding on to the standing over the display at the 4th of July. They like that part of it. For them, it's very awesome in the most literal sense. But what about magazines? Okay, these are pistols. My Glocks. All the magazines, all the spare magazines I want to buy start at $29.95. For the AR-15 pistol, I can find magazines for it now for $7. $7 that will work with any AR-15 I own. So I have that interchangeability. And that is very important. And it's important on the budget as well. Now, there's also something to be said about the size. Depending on the size bag you have, I'm using right now a HSGI discreet bag, although I am looking at maybe getting a little bit bigger one because very shortly from Salient Arms I'll be getting a 10-inch AR-15 pistol. And the key to this, the key to carrying one of these things around is discreet, and its size helps it be discreet. The size helps it be discreet. You can buy, if you have a full-size weapon and you build a pistol in the same caliber of the same type, you can shove the one that, you're using a weapon that, you already know the mechanics of the weapon. You know how it functions. You're shoving it into a bug-out bag or a oh-no bag or whatever you want to call it. And that's important because Before I got the AR-15 pistol, I'd carried two smaller weapons that broke down and fit into a bag really easily, both by Vector Arms. One was a HK-MP5 clone of the MP5 pistol, and the other one was a Uzi 45 caliber carbine. They're very good weapons, outstanding weapons. However, there's something about those weapons. First of all, the magazines are very, very expensive. Second of all, like with the Uzi, I had to break it down into two pieces. I had to take the barrel off because it was still pretty big. And it was a different set of skills. It was a different set of shooting. It's not like it is with the AR for me. So when I ended up with the AR being the one I put in the bag, I think I made the better choice. Right now, the big thing is the AKs. I don't know how well the AKs run because I've never shot an AK pistol. But I imagine that they're quite expressive in that short configuration. What are the drawbacks? For some people, they think they're especially heavy for their size, especially the AK platform. But, you know, that, just carrying a single-point sling with you sort of takes away that argument. If you're carrying your bug-out bag everywhere you go, literally carrying your bug-out bag everywhere you go, that weight will begin to tell on you. And the ammunition for this is larger for the AK. So that means it weighs more. The magazines are larger, so they weigh more. So, you know, the whole thing about it is, what are you comfortable carrying around? If the AK is your platform, then by all means, go for it. I'm sure the weight, there's an old saying that ounces equal pain. Well, you know, make that calculation on your own. Another drawback to these is these weapons do not burn all the powder when you pull the trigger on them, so they get dirty. They get powdered up. Another thing that happens, this is where the tremendous muzzle blast comes, because it ignites once it hits the air. And it is entertaining, but if you're not used to that kind of thing, it could blind you and it can cause hearing damage. So another thing you need to pack are earplugs, if not a set of electronic earmuffs. A set of electronic earmuffs goes a long way because you can hear. It enhances your hearing when you're walking around. You'll hear things coming at you better, but when you're pulling the trigger on the flamethrower, then altogether, you'll be saving your hearing as well. The stabilizer brace, surprisingly, the recoil on that is just a hair, just a little bit above a normal size AR-AK. But you do have increasing points of contact with this, because this is basically an outline of a buttstock. It's like a half oval, but it's curled in on itself. One thing about that brace, the SIGTAG brace, if you put that on there, once you put it on there, do not alter it, ever. Leave the Velcro strap on it forever. There's always the possibility the ATF might reverse their decision, but it'll come off of some new innovation later on down the road. It's not going to be what we got right now. All in all, I think the AR-AK pistol is an excellent idea. If you're going to carry a gun that you expect to, that you might need to bring heavier firepower than your concealed carry weapon with you, I believe this is an excellent idea. The shortcomings are, like for me, I don't carry it everywhere I go when I dismount the car. It's left in the car, in the trunk. That is a very serious shortcoming. In certain instances, if I go back to get the gun and try to go back into wherever bad things are happening, I might be in trouble for doing that. But I am carrying it. I am carrying it, and I will continue to carry it. And when I get the new one, I'll get a better bag and a bigger bag, and I'll be carrying that thing too. When we get back in Alabama, once you get out of the halfway house, they hire you in education. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Newsflash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 8th, 2014, gold opened at $12,1880. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12,6360, $631.80 for a half ounce, or $315.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $12,6360, $631.80, and $315.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right. Welcome back. On a Monday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. Alabama, Dateline, Alabama. Five-year-old little girl named Elizabeth. She took her Crayolas and drew something resembling a gun and then held the Crayola in her hand and said, pew, pew. like she was shooting the crayon. Then she was forced to sign a contract, a school contract, stating that she wouldn't kill herself or anyone else at the school, which she also signed with her Crayola. Rightfully so, young Elizabeth's mom is, shall we say, incensed. Her name is Rebecca. She said, they told me she drew something that resembled a gun, and that she pointed the crayon at another student and said, pew, pew. Her daughter was given a questionnaire to evaluate her suicidal thoughts and given a Mobile County Public School safety contract to sign stating she wouldn't kill herself or others. Okay, so we've got a five-year-old who signed a non-suicide homicide contract who doesn't even know what those words mean. She was asking her mom, Mom, what does suicide mean? I don't know what the incidence is of five-year-old suicide. If anybody does, not accidents, but suicide, I want to know. The contract, of course, was not for her benefit, and it has no merit because a child can't sign a contract. That's a matter of law. And the purpose of this was to impress upon young Elizabeth that she shouldn't hold a crayon and go pew pew at the tender age of five. Basically, a chilling of free speech. And this is also sort of an attack that's leveled at her parents by the administrators of E.R. Dickinson High School, or Dixon, excuse me. And it's also a part of the very at-large, widespread effort of anti-gun liberal school, public school of administrators across the country to demean and demoralize the children of gun owners from the earliest possible early age. It's part of an attempt to fix, isolate, and terrorize gun owners as the other. It is Alinsky all the way around. These pauses that you're where it goes numb, that's me not coughing over the air. If I were Rebecca, if I were young Elizabeth's mother, I would be far from being chilled on it. Now, do we even know? There's nothing, and this is coming from the desk of Bob Owens. I don't even know if these people are gun owners, the parents. If I were Rebecca or Rebecca's dad, I'd demand a written apology from these busybody adults. Principal Katrina Kinn, Vice Principal Wendy Clayton, and Counselor Summer Laycock, along with her unnamed teacher, along with an apology from the school system. I mean, the school board would be calling me. This is purposely inflammatory. This is a policy under the name of zero tolerance where, you know, if you do something innocuous, and believe me, it is innocuous. We, in my day, as a child, as a little boy growing up, we brought toy representations of guns to school. We shot each other with toy representations of guns at school, after school, during the summer, all the time. Sometimes when we got lucky, we got them with those suction darts where we could really see our hits. Sometimes we got those flying disc guns that were really, really cool that looked like phasers. And you know what? None of us ever grew up to be madmen. None of us committed suicide. As a matter of fact, that was just part of the day. That would be just a segue before kickball or dodgeball or something like that, where we, you know, a nice contact sport, nice aggressive contact sport. This passive-aggressive attack on the Second Amendment and, by extension, the parents of these kids for holding a pencil or a crayon or gnawing a Pop-Tart into a half-oval that looks, well, that could be a hand grip. So that makes that the barrel. All of this nonsense is solving nothing. It is solving nothing. The schools are not there to instill value sets. They are there to instill and teach a skill set. And that, if they're not focused on that, then that sort of tells me that if they're focused on being, you know, indoctrinators, which I believe they are, but if they're focused on that, where's the education coming from? And this is on top of Common Core, which is already messed up. Educators, if you're out there, don't fret about somebody pointing a Crayola at somebody threatening, please. This is nonsense. This solves nothing. This solves nothing. This teaches the child that if they try anything, if they do anything, anything at all, that they're going to get in trouble. And that squashes that whole imagination that is needed to be creative. But Elizabeth has signed her contract. I'm almost certain that she's not going to commit suicide or homicide now, although I'm just as certain that she never intended to commit homicide or suicide either. She doesn't even know what that means. And they got her signing a contract. I've got a picture of the top of it. It's got a suicide prevention hotline. I hope Elizabeth wrote that down. National Prevention Lifeline. I hope she wrote that down, too. It's got phone numbers for all kinds of things. Alta Point Access Line. I understand this contract I am signing. I am signing it willingly and agree to abide by it. Elizabeth. I'm 5 years old. I understand contract law. I get it. I'm you know, the messed up part about this here, the absolutely insane part of this, is the administrators who thought this was a smoking hot idea. They think they've done something. They've done nothing. They have done nothing. They've opened themselves up to a whole bunch of stuff, though. A whole lot of, if that's even grammatically correct, a whole lot of criticism and a reexamination. And state legislatures are starting to notice this. They understand that this has gotten out of hand in some places, and I hope all 50 states realize this and get back to teaching math and reading and writing and all that other stuff and stop worrying about this nonsense. All right. Going to go pop some blood pressure medication. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. There's a lot of talk, that's, and I've talked about it two or three different times, and John Lott has weighed in on this, mass shooting index, study of active shooter incidents, is flawed. It's flawed in a lot of ways. And the Everytown Anti-Gun Group's analysis of recent mass shootings is riddled with errors because they've attempted to conflate data. Once again, they've attempted to conflate data. Now, the Crime Prevention Research Center is run by John Lott. He decided to put this together as a sort of a media research center for studies, if you will, trying to even the scales. Lott concludes that contrary to Everytown's claim, mass public shootings have not increased significantly in the recent years. Everytown has greatly exaggerated the number of mass shootings, failed to adequately research each of the crimes it included in its report, and failed to correctly distinguish public shootings from those other types. Everytown is claiming that there's been 110 mass shootings of the type you would see in Aurora or in Sandy Hook or the D.C. Naval Yard between July 2009 and July 2014. Those crimes, the majority of those 110 incidents, were not public crimes committed by deranged individuals seeking to harm large numbers of strangers. Instead, they were either felony-related crimes or domestic crimes committed in residences or crimes committed by gangs. By Lott's count, only 25 of the 110 reported mass shootings listed by Everytown were actually public mass shootings. Now, every town has been fact-checked by CNN, by The Blaze, and by PolitiFact, which also found that the anti-gun group's claims to be mostly false. Additionally, while they tried to minimize or diminish the potential importance of allowing people to carry guns for protection by claiming that 86% of mass shootings occur in places where people can possess guns, Lott found that since 2009, only 8% of mass public shootings have occurred in places where civilians are allowed to defend themselves. They were kind enough, of course, to admit that crimes involving assault weapons and high-capacity magazines are relatively uncommon, but claim that they result in larger numbers of victims. What Lott found out, and this is very important, this is big, this is huge, and I knew it already, but to get out there and actually have a study behind it to corroborate what I'm saying. With the exception of Newtown, the typical attack that an assault weapon actually results with an assault weapon, read that to mean a semi-automatic military-looking gun, actually results in slightly fewer deaths than shootings with other types of guns. Think Virginia Tech. In its analysis of the FBI's active shooter incidents report, Lott contends that the FBI made a number of subtle and misleading decisions as well as outright errors, with some of the media compounded by confusing active shooter incidents with mass shootings. Mass shootings is generally assumed to refer to crimes in which four or more victims are murdered with firearms. Most of the crimes in the FBI report had between 0 and 3 victims, so it does not fall under the purview or within the boundaries of being called a mass shooting. Second, the FBI didn't include a significant number of crimes in its report. And they skewed the trend in the crimes it reviewed by beginning with the year 2000 when there were relatively few such crimes. That shows the rise. That's the 16% rise they were talking about. Lott stated, erroneously including non-mass shootings as well as omitting many mass shootings, both biases results to make it look as if the attacks were increasing. Duh. By using corrected data and calculated mass shooting trends from 1977 forward based upon research conducted by Lott, the CPRC finds that there's only been a slight increase in mass shooting victimization and that most of that increase is due to crimes that took place in 2012. Read that to mean Sandy Hook and Aurora. This happens so rarely that one incident can take the average number, the statistically average number of something, and make it jump horribly. Prior to Sandy Hook, the average loss of life when you waited on the police to show up to stop the shooter was about 14.4. After Sandy Hook, that jumped to 18. Although the number of people that normally die when an armed citizen is present to stop the shooter, which happens, remains at 2.5. What Lott has found, what the CPRC has found, further, it provides a further reason for you to question the Every Town discredited claims, and particularly people in right now in Washington State, this is exactly what they're hearing. They're hearing all of this bad data, and they're going to vote for a bad crime that would not impact the bad data if it were true. Bloomberg just dropped another $1 million in the I-594 initiative, and very well funded. The other thing that makes me wonder is why the FBI did such a horrible, horrible job of compiling this. And doing a horrible job, why would they even release it? Maybe they could have served the public better if they didn't actually done a comprehensive study. Maybe did a little bit better research on shooting incidents, one that gun control supporters would be hard-pressed to misrepresent. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? You know, the FBI was involved. They okayed sales to felons during Fast and Furious. There was 3 felons that bought a huge amount of guns between them. as straw purchasers, and those, and they were prohibited people. And the FBI said, okay, ATF is doing it, let's just go ahead and let it go. Do I think the FBI has become politicized? Everybody is politicized now. This is the new normal. If you're appointed to something, you better be down with the agenda of the person appointing you, or you won't have a job very long. As a matter of fact, about the only non-politicized public servant out there today would probably be your sheriffs who get elected, not appointed, and Police Chief James Craig out of Detroit, who can't get fired right now because they're in receivership. He's the Teflon appointee. And he's out there speaking his mind, and he's out there telling the people of Detroit to arm up. And it's working. Yes, there are criminals getting shot, but nobody told them to do that home invasion. So, FBI, every town. FBI, put a little more effort into your studies. Every town, just shut up. You're so discredited now. And I know you know. Being wrong when you're an anti-gun advocate means never having to say that you were wrong. It just means that you move on to the next lie, the next misrepresentation, the next conflation of data. I've been a guest on a radio show where they start out, ever since Lincoln was killed with a gun, people have been killed with guns. This is why we don't need to have guns. What's your point here exactly? I mean, what about the 2.5 to 3 million defensive units? Those don't actually happen. That rarely happens. I read that somewhere.
Really?
When they've made their mind up, their mind is made up. That's why sometimes I just throw my hands up and just say, hey, what's the point of talking to you in this conversation about guns? When we get back, your vice president thinks somebody else needs to be shot. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Group Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Before I launch into this next piece, which is also about a memorial, I want to pay a tribute to a guy I met when I was 18 years old. And he transformed himself from a record-spinning DJ to probably the best conservative commentator on radio in the upstate of South Carolina, Russ Castle. Russ was at WORD 106.3 for 20 years. He had been the program director. He had a long-time running morning show. And Saturday, at the tender age of 60, he passed away. I don't know what they're going to do with that station to replace him. Those are going to be very big shoes. I met him when I was 18, when I was a newlywed, and he was a newlywed. We lived next door in a conjoined duplex. Very nice fella, and as I watched his career progress, I watched him segue from spinning records to being a conservative commentator, and I always told myself that in the unlikely chance that I ever get to be in front of a microphone, I'd like to be like him if I could. And of course, then some madman decided to stick a microphone in my face. So just like Dr. Stan Monteith, we have lost another voice, and he will be missed. At a memorial service on the 10th of October, the Obama White House sent Machine Gun Joe as one of the speakers there, because they figured that there was no way at all he could mess up at a tribute to James Brady anything, because he's been messing up every time he opens his face. Well, he stated, "What we need is another Jim Brady who has the skill and the ability to convince those who are afraid to walk the halls of Congress to step up and do what they know is right. One will come along. It will happen. I pray that that is sooner rather than later." There are a lot of people saying that he's hope, you know, I didn't say this. I thought it, but I didn't say it. There are a lot of people saying that now he's advocating that maybe somebody should get shot and make that pivot to being totally anti-gun and wanting to pass all kinds of laws. When Biden was a senator, he said on the Judiciary Committee, he was the chairman of it, that helped push the Brady Handgun Violence Protection Act through Congress in 1993. This was where we got the background check and a five-day waiting period at the time of passage. Mr. Brady, who died at the age of 73 in August, was disabled for life after being shot when John Hinckley tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan in 1981. Biden was also the point man in April of 2013 trying to pass the enhanced background checks bill. But the legislation couldn't even make it past the Democrat-controlled Senate. He said, "It is my hope that we may all eventually, not in the all-too-distant future, live up to a legacy and standard of Jim and finally get done what he worked so very hard to do. We have convinced the American people the last time out with a proposal I put forward through the president. The fight used to be, can you convince the American people? Now 75% of the American people agree with us." That's really far-fetched. That is really far-fetched. Gosh, Joe Biden. They sent him there, I think, because they were tired of all the gaffes he's been doing. And he opened up his remarks referencing a previous speaker's comment about instant social media that wasn't around in the days when Brady was in the White House. My name is Joe Biden, and I don't like Twitter either. He said to the laughter, oh, the good old days. Surprisingly, they're calling, they've labeled Brady's passing as a homicide because he died due to effects brought on by his wounds. He lived to be 73 years old. How long, if you get shot and you, that was in 1981, so what, it's been 33 years? So if you survive 33 years after you get shot and then you finally die, does that mean it's a homicide? I don't know. I haven't figured that part out yet. All right. Before we flip into the next hour, do you guys have a kit? Do you have a run-out-the-door kit? And how big is the kit? See, I have a carry with me kit, and I do carry it with me everywhere I go. But it's not a get out the door kit. It's a get back in the door kit, really. It's a way to get me out of there and get me back to some places where there's some more equipment than I currently have with me. How do you build the kit? That's the question. What do you put in the kit? I know some people, like, and I'll mention him by name. He's one of the ninjas. He listens to the show. Mr. Lyles out there, he's put together a really comprehensive kit. He's carrying armor. He's got a full-size, he doesn't have an AR-15 pistol. He's got a full-size a Tavor. And he's got all the other stuff that goes with it that I'm already carrying, like spare ammo and some other things. He's got a comprehensive kit, and he's got the bag to carry it in. I don't have the bag to carry it in. So that's the first thing you have to address. What am I going to carry this in? I think he's using a tennis racket bag. I may be wrong. Mr. Lyles, if you're out there listening, send me some sort of a message and let me know. If you do a quick search on the internet, you'll find a variety of opinions about the subject. There's as many of them as there are readers to digest them. And I think because there's so many opinions about what is right and what is wrong, that it's getting a little confusing. So the first thing you have to be concerned with would be survival. And what kind of defensive firearms are you going to assemble for that purpose? There are certain things to be said about carrying things like a 9mm Uzi and 9mm pistols because you have that commonality of ammunition, which is a good thing, except then you're using a bigger, heavier weapon to fire what is still a weak round, which is why I don't carry one of those. But it is viable. It is still viable. A pistol round fired out of a longer barrel is going to build up more pressure. It's going to have a better trajectory at longer range, and it's going to hit harder. But it's still a pistol. Still a pistol round. The first thing you have to account for is exactly what you think your situation might become when you're assembling this battery, when you're putting together this bag. Are you trying to survive a local or region-wide disaster where normalcy and the rule of law will return eventually? Or are you looking for a true end-of-the-world scenario? if you're looking at a true end of the world scenario, there's a lot of things you got to add to that. You got to add water. You got to add water filtration. You got to add shelter, clothing, food, weapons, enough ammo for to sustain. And how much? How do you know how much that is? If you're looking just to survive something that might erupt in front of you, you can be quite a whole lot lighter. There is no best all-around survival firearm. The best all-around survival firearm is the one you own right now that you know how to operate proficiently. So if that's what you've got, start from there. You may want to make it bigger at some point. You may want to change what you've got. But right now, what you got is what you ought to base your survival bag, your, oh-no bag on. And the first rule of building a survival firearms battery is very simple. You need to own a gun. From that gun, that's where you start building things out. If it's a single handgun, if it's a Taurus PT 24/7, you need a lot of magazines for that gun. You need a lot of ammunition for that gun. If you can't afford things like AR-15s or something, try to find some sort of a carbine that will fire that round. If you can't afford that, just build straight from what you got. Build straight from what you have. After the gun-owning part of it, the envisioned scenario and how the particular firearm fits within it becomes paramount. And that's what you got to base all of this on. What are you thinking is going to happen? Remember this, anything that you plan for, that plan is going to change as soon as it pops, and you're going to have to adapt. Having your overall guideline is great, but it will change, it will evolve when you're building this. Plan for that when you're making that build. Coming up next hour, Dr. Linda Langeman, SSRIs and mass shooters. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.